everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles will be shipping up to Boston tomorrow afternoon. Well, actually shipping up to Foxborough, Massachusetts to take on the New England Patriots on Sunday. The big news today here on Friday was the Eagles officially announcing their injury report for Sunday's game. Running back Ryan Matthews has officially been ruled out, while quarterback Sam Bradford is probable to play. So if Bradford is in the lineup on Sunday, we heard from both him and head coach Chip Kelly on what that means for this team.
It was just good to see him get back out in the field and throw the ball. The thing that we'll see is is there residual effects of him throwing it? Where's the soreness level and things like that? And we'll find that out a little bit more today. So it gets bigger as the week goes on.
You know, I think barring any setbacks, you know, I expect to. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's going to be up to coach and the training staff if they feel that, you know, I'm ready to go out there and play at a high level.
Sticking with the quarterback theme, the New England Patriots will once again be led by future Hall of Famer Tom Brady. Throughout the week, we heard from head coach Chip Kelly, who called Brady the leader of the orchestra for the Patriots offense. And we also heard from players in the locker room on how much of a challenge it is to face off with Brady.
I mean, I think it really just speaks to how good a football player Tom is, you know, and that the fact that they've had a lot of moving pieces around him, you know, that for them it's that next man up mentality, which it really helps when he's the guy pulling the trigger, because he really is an orchestra leader out there in terms of directing protections, changing routes, changing everything.
Yeah, I think that's what makes him a special, very special quarterback, and one of the quarterbacks that's always mentioned with one of the greatest, because he's able to get it done no matter who's at receiver, who's at running back.
We gotta try to outsmart Brady, because man, he's unbelievably smart. I mean, you know, like you said, he is like the best, you know, probably at least the best quarterback I've seen.
The goal always is to take away that first read. But you know, it's take away the first and second, because he's just as fast with the second read.
You got to be close to perfect. You got to be 11 guys doing exactly their job.
It's system oriented. It really is, and Brady's in control at the line, and these guys have to know what he's telling them to do, and he adjusts routes at the line. He adjusts protections at the line and puts them in where he likes the matchup. And I think that's why they move it so well. He finds the matchup. He sees the leverage. He throws it very accurately. And he gets it out very quick. That ball is out as quick as it can come. And the reason they have the success, no matter who's playing out there, is because of Brady.
That will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the weekend for all of your latest Eagles news. And join us on Sunday at 3:30 for the kickoff show.